Goose.
That's my dude, man. That's my dude. Text a little bit throughout the season. He's highly upset with some things, but both teams struggling, and, you know, what good way to turn around and get, you know, beat Goose. Good bragging rights.
When you see him kind of call out guys like he did publicly, it's a distance. It's a long way. What do you think?
I just think, it's, you know, he's trying to hold that player accountable, and, you know, that's the type of guy Goose is, super competitive. And, you know, when he does things like that, he try to hold you accountable so you can get in your book, you know, or you know, pretty much know what's going on and, you know, what he's doing. Because sometimes us as players, we forget to understand that these coaches stay here late nights, you know. Some sleep in their offices. So Goose is definitely one of those guys that I know who's, you know, if he's there, just like our coaches here, you know. They're here at 6:30, 6 in the morning. They don't leave till 10:30, 11 at night. So they're not putting a game plan together to think it's not going to work. So just follow directions. So that's how I look at it.
What sort of things did he tell you that maybe were in that vein that could be considered harsh that stuck with you, made you a better player?
Goose don't hold back. I think the biggest thing, he knew what button to push to get the full competitiveness out of you. You know, he knew to get the full potential. And, you know, the chubby comment was one of them. You know, he went here no more. I thought that was hilarious, even though I came off a good year that year. And there's times he's just, CJ, you're slow. You know, just right in the meeting, you're just slow. You know, and, you know, you don't break enough tackles and, you know, things of that nature. He knows what to do for the certain player to push the right buzz. I mean, he did it with 18, too, so it's pretty cool.
Are you disappointed with your workload the last game? You started and then we didn't see too much after that.
Only can control what I can control, and when 22 is in the game, I'm going to control that. You know, it's not a question for me. Am I disappointed about it? Obviously, you know, our coaches fully believe, you know, they're trying to do the best thing for us to win. And I'm on board with that. So I'm a team guy. So whether that's Booker or Jamal, you know, just like when I thought Booker scored, I was out there meeting him, and that's just what it is. And that's what it is in our room. We're definitely, you know, we're super, super, super selfless in our room, and that's what it is.
Guys continue to sandwich you like BJ, like him as a coach. Why aren't you able to win for him? Eventually that's
going to happen. It's tough. I mean, you know, we're just not doing things as a team consistently right now to put a string together of wins for Vance. And, you know, not only is just BJ's a good guy, he's a great coach, and he's going to be a hell of a head coach, and he says the right things, and he believes the right things and put us in the right positions. You know, we're just not doing things consistently as a team, and, you know, including my starting with myself, and we just got to figure out why.
Have you allowed yourself to think about what would have been had the Broncos not matched and you wound up playing?
Nah. I was here. This is my home. You know, this is my home, you know, hopefully for the next 2 years. That's how we'll see it that way. But, you know, there's no difference in the systems. You know, I know Gase, and we brought McCoy over here, and now having Billy, the system ain't changed too much, so. You know, I still get the flourish in my system, in this system, you know, with the proper execution and things of that nature.
See, they're setting up with the cleats over there. You can kind of tell us about what you got.
I'm going to wear some white cleats with 5 different ribbons, breast cancer for my godmom, lymphoma for Peter Schaefer's daughter, brain cancer for my guy Trevor, and stomach cancer for my Uncle Mike. So those will be the ribbons that will be on my shoe. And, you know, you just want to bring awareness. And it's good that, you know, us as players, we get an opportunity to express some things, because a lot of people don't think we're human. They just think we just go out there and play football, you
more
know, when no calls.
With Trevor quarterbacking?
I was confident with 17, just like I was confident with 12. We just got to win, man. You know, let's be confident that we're going to win a football game. Let's look at it that way.
Vance and Ellie both kind of mentioned adversity in game, kind of bouncing back from a turnover or an early deficit. How do you feel you guys have handled that, and what's kind of our approach?
I think we fight. I think we just fight, you know, super late in the game, and it might be like, man, if we would have just had that fight, you know, a couple plays ago, or it's always one play, you know, if we would have just made this play or made that play. You know, if Paxton throws the ball 2 inches further, Book is catching it 2 inches, you know, Book falls in the end zone. Just simple things like that where it's like, you know, in the Raiders' first interception, Bowman's on his back. I mean, football gods definitely went on our side on the 1 yard line so far this year.
We're all familiar with the roller coaster of the season. How's it felt week to week for you guys?
We come to work, we put the work in, we put our chips all on the table, and you know, we hope we go out there and respect the results, and we don't get them. So, you know, for us as players, it's tough. You know, in the front of our when you walk in, before you walk in our locker room, there's a collage of pictures and a score. And that Oakland collage been up there since week four. And that's something we see every day, you know. And no disrespect to you guys or anybody else out there, but, you know, we lose. Everybody's mad, and you move on with your life. And we got to come in here and see this every day. So hopefully we can put up a new collage of pictures with a winning score against the Dolphins.
Do you feel the offense is fully picked up, Musgrave's changes?
I think so. Last week, you know, we got going. You know, Coach Musgrave is, you know, it's on him too. He got to get in the rhythm. So I think he was trying to fill us out too. You know, being a coordinator and then working with the quarterbacks is completely different. You know, he got all of us instead of his room. So, but yeah, I think we'll be fine this week.
Okay. Thank you, CJ.
Thanks, CJ.